Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a daily opportunity to stop for a moment and listen to God. Let me read to you from the Bible. Psalm 51, verses 1 and 2. Have mercy on me, O God, because of your unfailing love. Because of your great compassion, blot out the stain of my sins. Wash me clean from my guilt. Purify me from my sin. The background to this psalm is well known. King David had committed adultery and he'd been found out. The penalty for this crime in Jewish law was death. However, David repented of his sin and God showed him generosity in forgiving his wrongdoing. To suggest that David was relieved would be a piece of ridiculous understatement. This psalm is both a celebration of God's forgiveness and of the new life which opened up for him as a result. The evil one will always seek to persuade us that sin is not actually that serious. Everyone does it, and we really shouldn't beat ourselves up about it. And in any event, the sins which other people commit are far worse than anything we'd ever think of doing ourselves. Just look at some of the stories in today's newspapers. In these and a thousand other ways, we seek to excuse our sins. But the truth is that sin always destroys. It has the capacity to do nothing else. It never builds, never encourages, never helps. And there's no such thing as a little sin or an excusable sin. The truth is that all sin damages us and blocks our relationship with God. You might read about David's sins in 2 Samuel chapter 11 and feel good about yourself because you've never sunk to the depths of committing adultery and then organising the murder of your lover's husband. However, the truth is that we have all sinned, and as the Apostle Paul wrote, we all fall short of God's glorious standard. We all need to read this psalm and see it as being directly relevant to our own lives. We all need God's gift of forgiveness. We all need to come to God and ask him to create in us a pure heart. And having done so, we then need to spread the word about God's forgiveness because everyone needs it. Let me pray with you. Lord God, we confess that we have sinned against you. Help us to receive your gift of forgiveness with joy and in the power of your Spirit to live a new life. Amen. Thanks for listening today. I do hope you have a good day and that you're listening each day to Be Still and Know here on Premier Radio.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.